there's a part of the Marion County Jail network that's nearing a century old. A tunnel connects Jail 1 to the City County building, a block away. Well, directly, it leads to a parking garage of the government building. It's not a scenic journey.
Now you're going under Washington Street.
Louis Desilon is a colonel in the Marion County Sheriff's Department.
And under the new bus terminal. You can see this is badly in need of repair.
Desilon recently took me through the jail and down that tunnel. It's dim with a low ceiling and, oddly, a little windy. But it's an important part of the jail's infrastructure as inmates go to trial.
That will move about 300 people a day from here to the courts and back. About 80,000 transports a year. We walk them through the tunnel. Usually it's in chain gangs of up to 10 people, and with deputies, of course, going with them.
Even newer parts of the jail system need upgrades. Desilon says the kitchens need renovations, and some security doors stick. Despite the headaches of the old system, where inmates are housed in three different buildings and transporting them to different facilities and court hearings is labor-intensive, Sheriff John Layton says this fossil, as he calls it, will do for a few more years.
Yeah, it'll have to.
City officials spent 2 years picking a site, taking bids from developers, and studying proposals to build a new consolidated criminal justice center complex. By constructing all of the jail and court facilities on the former GM stamping plant just west of downtown, criminal justice in Indianapolis was supposed to be modern, efficient, and cheaper in the long term. All parties involved, from the mayor to community groups, agree there's a need for a new jail system in Marion County. But a few months ago, it became clear that was about the only thing still in agreement. There was worry from community group IndyCan that expanding the jail's capacity was the wrong way to improve criminal justice. And an independent analysis from city county councilors showed potentially higher operating costs in the early years than the selected developer laid out. Finally, Sheriff Layton says he lost faith this week in an attempt to win over more council support. WMB Heartland Justice Partners trimmed 450 beds from the standalone sheriff's headquarters from their proposal. It reduced construction and operating costs by tens of millions of dollars. But Layton says no one from WMB talked to him first.
Bottom line is the people of Marion County, that's a lot of money, and then they deserve the best, and it better be close to perfect. And we were on the road, but it just hasn't worked out so far. I don't see that it might.
Tonight's city county council meeting is likely the last chance councilors will have to call up their proposal for a vote. It would take a special procedural move, since a committee did not approve the original measure. After June, several legal and financial agreements expire, and the current proposal would all but dissolve, sending the prospect of a new justice center back to the beginning. Still, Layton is confident construction of a new jail complex will be well underway before he leaves his post in 3 years.
Do you think I'm going to let him forget about it? No. We need it that bad. There's no plan B at this point, but I think that'll come very quick.
Layton says it's probably best to take up the Justice Center again with a new mayoral administration. But the developer warns by starting over, a new jail system could be up to 5 years away from reality, and costs will only go up. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Ryan Delaney.